and leader Glenn Miller was killed when his U.S. Army plane disappeared over the English Channel on this date in 1944. No trace of the plane was ever discovered, and Miller's fate has been the topic of much speculation. Miller formed his first band in 1937. It attracted little notice, but some of its recordings were admired by critics, especially Miller's arrangement of I Got Rhythm, with its use of counter-melody and multiple false endings. Miller disbanded the first orchestra in early 1938 and immediately assembled a new one. With this group, Miller discovered the sound that was to bring him lasting fame. His formula consisted of a clarinet playing the melody, doubled by a tenor saxophone playing an octave lower, and other saxes in harmonic support. The new orchestra played ballrooms and casinos throughout the East, including several that hosted national radio broadcasts. Live appearances routinely broke attendance records. In late 1939, Miller got his own thrice-weekly radio show. The band was in constant demand for recording sessions, as well as movies. Miller's first million-selling record, his own composition, was Moonlight Serenade. Other hits from the nation's most popular big band included In the Mood, Sunrise Serenade, and Tuxedo Junction. Seven years ago on this date, political cartoonist George Fisher, a native of Searcy, died at his home in Little Rock. Fisher used visual metaphors and themes to define Arkansas politics for a generation. For example, Bill Clinton was shown riding a tricycle, referring to his being elected the nation's youngest governor, and Governor Frank White was depicted munching a banana, referring to White's support of the 1981 Creation Science Bill, Act 590. On this date in 1791, the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, took effect following ratification by Virginia. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.